Hey guys, it's Tanisha Monet, and you are tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hi guys, welcome back to this episode of Talks with T, the podcast. It has been a long time coming, and I really miss recording and podcasting, and I'm going to make sure that I get these in for you guys. So for the past 2 weeks, I have moved. I have taken a family trip, which was amazing and beautiful. My great-grandma turned 90. So y'all know that means that, yeah, there's long life in my family. And I was just so happy to just be around my family and be around that love that I needed after that stressful move. So I just encourage everybody, take self-care days. When you need it, take it. So we're going to get right into episode 9. And you guessed it, it's called bagels. So I am 25, guys, and I think I've had, I want to say like 3 technically serious relationships. Like, you know, I feel like my first relationship was like that cupcake phase. Like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I dated that guy from high school till like I started college. And then that ended. And then I had like a long relationship that was like toxic. And then my last relationship was actually me having my first relationship as an adult and actually feeling like, wow, this is a relationship I probably could actually like see a future in. But no, that ended because, yeah, like people just aren't real with themselves sometimes, I feel like, in this generation. So this is what we're going to talk about this week. Episode 9 is called Bagels, okay? So the first thing I want to talk about is, am I what I want in a future partner? And so I see a lot of times on social media, there's like always on Baller Alert, bagels, ballerific couples. And I'm just like, that's so beautiful. But in reality, we have to really think about it. Like, are we really what we want in a future partner? So when you think about yourself and how you conduct yourself on a day-to-day, am I what I want in a future partner? And I would have to say for myself, not quite, because I feel like I'm very impatient sometimes, and I want a patient partner, you know? Sometimes I feel like I could just be like, nah, like snap, or be over the shits. And I want someone to have patience with me. So that's something that I'm working on, to become bagels for my bae. And I feel like that's what we should all be striving for. Like, if we want to have bagels, we got to look inside, internally. Like, are we what we want? Another thing I will say, I'll tell a story, like, pretty much in my past relationship, like, I can say, like, I was very short-tempered. And, you know, my ex-partner suggested therapy because I was just like, okay, whatever, to everything. So we did therapy, and I could say, although that relationship did not work, us attempting to do therapy together really helped bring us closer and helped us have conversations. It helped me be a lot more comfortable to have conversations that were necessary and not to shy away from it for the sake of wanting to show somebody that we love them or not hurt someone's feelings or step on someone's toes. So I think that a therapist, as far as getting you to that point of being bagels, could be really helpful. Like, for all my guys or my ladies that are, you know, looking to be serious in a relationship and commit seriously, I think that that is something that you definitely should do. Like, seeking therapy or seeking some type of counsel, and even if it's just a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, to decide, like, hey, is our love languages, you know, going to be something that we can see compatible for our future? I feel like in our generation, a lot of people have girlfriends and boyfriends for the sake of just playing around, or right now, like, it's cuffing season, to just to say that they got somebody. But it's like, I don't want to just be with somebody to say I got somebody. Like, time is of essence. I need to, if I'm going to be with you, know that we're going to be together. And if not, I'll just be single Sally. So yeah, therapy, I think, would be great to get yourself to the point where you are unlearning, you know, past traumatic behaviors or things that other partners may have done to you, like lie, cheat, you know, steal your time. I think that, you know, seeking individual therapy as well as couple therapy could be really productive to being future bae goals. Bae goals are more than just physical. So, like, this is my problem. I love beautiful people. And I'm sure, I don't think it's so much of a problem, but it becomes a problem when somebody being beautiful is my deciding factor to whether they're going to be bae or not. And I'm just being honest with you guys, right? So I feel like I'm physically attractive, but I am not going to just rely on my physical beauty. And I think that we all should be aware of that. Physical beauty does not mean that your bae goals, or it does not decide like, hey, I should be with this girl because she got a fatty and she looked good. Because I always tell my guy friends this, everything that look good is not good, okay? There are some women that you would date and they will literally turn your life upside down in less than 6 months. And bruh, I've seen it happen to men and it is not a pretty sight because guys do not recover as smoothly as a lot of women do. Like, let's just be honest. So yeah, we need to be real cute because it could be a fine demon behind that person. Okay. And yes, I use the word demon. So yeah, physical attraction should not be your deciding factor of your bae goals. So I also want to talk about some singleness things, like things that we do in our singleness and how dating yourself helps you become bae goals. Right now, I am loving just being with myself and not having the responsibility of someone else possibly, you know, energy being attached to mine or their problems being my problems. I'm loving that. Now, I will say I'm kind of dating myself, but more so like I am going to do that more into my new year. Like actually date myself, actually do things that I like just with myself and for myself. And not think about even dating someone else. I'm going to do more of that. And if I do date someone else, like put myself as a priority because, yes, I am single. And I'm single by choice because I want to improve myself so I could become bae goals. I could become mom goals. I could become boss babe goals. Like that is the type of goals we need to have. And in our singleness, we find our true selves. And so that is what I think we need to do more of. Like, instead of looking for when your one relationship ends, instead of looking for a new one, what you should be doing is looking for yourself. Because the truth of the matter is, when we engulf ourselves into a relationship, breakups, heartbreaks, whatever it is, you do lose a part of yourself. And so I feel like you need to take time to really cultivate your own space again, to really find yourself again after that relationship or situationship has ended. And so also I just wanted to like talk about how getting in premature relationships can make you lose yourself. I've done it. I got into a relationship when I was 18 years old and like literally like I felt like so much of me and who I'm now becoming her, but I lost. And I almost felt like I almost completely lost the girl and the woman that I'm becoming. Like, I lost sight of myself, who I was, who I wanted to be, because I gave up so much of that time for someone else. And, like, we gotta be real careful about that, ladies and gentlemen, right? Like, being a person that's, like, forgets about yourself and prioritizes your relationship or your loved ones first, as we talked about in the last episode, episode 8, boundaries. Having that boundary is super important, right? When you need to decide, okay, if I get into this relationship and I'm not ready or it's not the right timing or the right person, I can lose myself if I don't set boundaries on what I'm willing to give to this relationship. And so I think that is definitely a nugget and a note that we got to take, y'all, because it's super important not to get caught up in the bae goals, in the societal standards of what we should be doing at whatever age we're at. Like, this is the time, if you're between the ages of 18 to I'd say like 29, 30, like I feel like this is a time where it solely should be about you. Selfishness in a positive way, just being self-centered and self-absorbed, even though a lot of people use it in a negative way, doing that can put you so far ahead in life when you could focus on you and who you are and what you need to become the best version of yourself, that you're proud of yourself, that when you do reach the level where, you know, you want to attract a certain type of bae, tall, fine, handsome, with money, I'm just throwing it out there, when you want to attract that type of bae, you are already bae goals because you worked on you. Okay? So, yes. Cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself, your health, your goals can ultimately make you a top of the lister of bae goals. That is it. You focus on your health, get fit, work out, create the body you want, create the feeling, your mindset that you want, create the finances you want, you will be on the top of the list. And you'll be on the level of the bae that you want because you focus on yourself. Okay? It's okay if you're not bae goals yet. I am going to keep it a buck with y'all. I don't think that I am bae goals yet. I am dodging the relationships like the plague. I am not with it. I'm not with it. I am not trying to get into anything prematurely. I know that I am not bae goals yet, and I am not ready. And so I feel like I had to tell myself, it's cool, sis. You're not there yet. And guess what? Your future bae might not be there yet. So at this point in time, I'm going to go on as much dates with myself, as much trips as I could go on with my friends and my family, and learn people. Even if it's the person of the other sex or gender, whatever it is, learn people. Get to learn yourself and learn what you do and do not like in a bae. Even if it's your friend, you can be like, this guy I hang around, yeah, I'm not feeling this about him. And I wouldn't be feeling this if a partner was this way. So that is the steps that we should be taking and be like, yo, it's okay if I'm not bae goals yet, but what steps am I taking to become bae goals if that's what we want? Because not everybody wants that. And I'm respecting that fact. Not everyone wants a relationship. Not everyone wants a marriage. And not everyone wants kids. So I respect my listeners that do not want that. But for my listeners that do, if you want to become bae goals, acknowledge that you're not there yet. And, you know, write out a list of what you see yourself being and what you see your future bae being. And if you're not meeting that yet, you do not need to be out on the market, not even as a joke, not even as a friend situationship, not even as a fling. Because I'll tell you this, I've been in situationships that spiraled into relationships that spiraled out of damn control. And I was over the shits. Okay. Here I am at 2019, at 25 years old, over the shits. But I'm happy that I was allowed to be able to see this moment and say, hey, I'm not with it. So I'm going to give T all the time that she needs to get what she wants in life. And my bae will meet me at the top. So I just wanted to give you guys that piece of advice because it is cuffing season. We got to be honest about that. It's cuffing season. It's the season when people want to snuggle up. You're going to hear from your exes that didn't call you in like a year. And they decided they wanted to take a break because it was spring or summertime. I know those types. But guess what? It is cuffing season. It's getting cold. And guess what? That's when you need to get real cold and be like, baby boy, goodbye. Or baby girl, set your ass down. Sit out. Because it's not it. This is not the time to get wrapped up in a situationship because you could end up in a mess. And we don't need that. Okay? We're on the path to 2020. It is approaching. We are approaching the next like decade, and I am like so excited for 2020. I am graduating. I am building businesses that I am going to speak into this universe that is going to be multi-million dollar companies, and that is where we need to be looking and focusing. That's what I want my listeners to be like, yo, you know what? I'm not saying don't have a bae because I'm sure that some of you guys do. But if you don't have a bae and if you're on the market and then you realize that you self-obsessed and realize like I am not bae goals yet, take a step, reverse, sit down, and have a couple more dates with yourself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Talks With T, the podcast. I am looking forward to what's coming in the next few weeks. I am looking to have an event this spring. I know I told you guys I was going to have a launch event this fall, but as we can see, this weather is getting cold, and I want it to be something that's dope that we can all be out chilling and having fun in good weather. So I am going to plan something phenomenal for the spring of 2020. So definitely keep looking out for that. And I am so happy that you guys were patient with me in my self-care moments. Podcasting is fun and it's rewarding, but it is very time consuming. So I just want to say that I love you guys so much for your support and continuous love that you show me online, offline. I love it, love it, love it. Tune in again next week, Thursday, 7:30. You do not want to miss it. Later. Hi, guys. Welcome back to this segment of Talks With T, the podcast called T Tells. This is a segment for all my new listeners where we talk about one thing that we're proud of for the week, one thing that we're not so proud of, and our improvement vow. So this week, I am super proud of myself for allowing myself to have 2 weeks off for self-care and not do the podcast. Like, I low-key was so, I felt guilty because I was like, I need to be consistent and dedicated. Like, I promise this to my listeners. I promise this to myself. So I need to do this. And I was, like, freaking out. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to Miami. It was my great-grandma's 90th birthday celebration with my family. And I was like, I need this self-care time. And it was so amazing, so rewarding. I was so glad that I did that. Yeah. So taking that time for myself, like, I was super proud of. One thing that I'm not so proud of is I've been finding myself, like, worrying a lot, and the one thing I can say I'm proud of about me worrying is the fact that I'm vocal about it and I express it, and I have amazing people around me to keep me in check and be like, hey, don't say this or don't worry so much because you a boss, babe. So, I mean, I express my worry, but I'm also, like, realizing that I need to spend more time meditating and spend more time, like, writing out my thoughts and, like, me being worrisome or trying to be in control of things. Like, that's also a downfall of a control freak. You freak out when you're not in control of situations that you want to be in control of. So that's that. My improvement vow is just to write more things down to myself so that I could have more control of my day-to-day and then leave to God the things that I can't control. So I need to really work on that because we can't control every situation in our lives. Every high and low point, we cannot control it. So it's in our best interest to not stress, to stay stress-free, to stay positive as we possibly can, like, just to get through the days that we feel like, yeah, I'm out of control of this situation. And listen, that's cool. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are going to have an amazing guest on the podcast next week. I'm so excited to interview her. She is my longtime friend, Cassie. She just opened her salon called The Real Beauty Bar, and she is our guest next week. So tune in because you do not want to miss it. She's an amazing, 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 phenomenal woman and entrepreneur, and I'm so happy to get to interview her. See y'all later. Catch y'all next week.